Let's be clear about what that story is talking about. At my desktop at work, I was, via the internet, accessing my personal Gmail account so I could see who was sending me stuff on my Gmail, on my personal account, not to be confused with my DHS email, which I use all the time. And I received a waiver from our chief information officer to do that, pursuant to the rules, but there are security risks that have been raised concerning that, so I'm suspending that. Probably should have done it sooner, and I want to see the others on that list do the same thing. I think that DHS has to be the model for good cybersecurity in the federal government, and certainly as the secretary and the leader of the department, I should be a model for the rest of the department. That's what I intend to do.
Did you conduct any DHS business on that, on your Gmail?
No, that's not my practice. Occasionally would somebody mistakenly send me an email on my Gmail, and I'd push it to my DHS email. But I'm a frequent user of DHS email, so that's not an issue.
Well, frequent user of DHS email, that's not really the standard.
No, I mean, I use my DHS email for government business. I use my Gmail for private business.
And so you look at some of the hacking that we've seen, including Sony, were you taking a risk by having Gmail on your desktop?
Probably not an appreciable one, but one that probably should be eliminated. So I'm eliminating it.
And what was the trigger that caused you to eliminate it?
Well, that story certainly helped. But to be perfectly honest, this is something that I had for a while. And when I read the story, I said, oops, this is not a good practice. So I should discontinue it.
And how did Josh Rogan find out about this?
You have to ask Josh Rogan.
No, but do you guys know how it leaked or how people found out or how it came to their attention?
I wish I knew the source of all leaks in Washington, but I don't.
Okay. Politico's cybersecurity editor Sean Waterman sends me a question on moral hazard. He says, why is it that these rules only seem to apply to the little people, not the bosses?
Well, as I said, I obtained a waiver from the chief information officer of the department to do this, and he gave me the waiver, but I do believe that I should set the standard, and so I'll just use my iPhone. Okay. No problem.
Yeah, so last question on this. How will you read Gmail now?
On my iPhone, like a lot of other people.
And so that's the practical difference, is rather than using a government desktop, you're going to use an iPhone.
Yeah, rather than accessing the internet and accessing my Gmail on a desktop, I'll just use my iPhone.
Okay.